And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry Noble's trial for the murder of Oliver Wilson, handsome young ne'er-do-well, is close at hand. Meantime, he waits in the New York City jail, where we find him now with his wife Mary and his newly appointed lawyer, Hubert Savage. As they sit together in the visiting room at the jail, we hear...
I was hoping for more time to prepare my case, Mr. Noble, but I'm afraid we won't be granted a very substantial postponement.
But does that mean that Larry's chances will be worse?
I don't quite know how to answer that, Mrs. Noble.
Well, let me say that the sooner the trial comes up, the better it will suit me. I've been in this place just about long enough. Any change will be an improvement.
It's only natural that you'd feel that way, Mr. Noble. But at the same time, we must consider all the angles. I'm determined to put up the best fight that I can for your defense.
That doesn't sound too hopeful, Mr. Savage. A losing fight isn't going to do me much good, you know.
Well, you won't lose, Larry. You can't possibly lose.
Honey, I wish it were up to you to hand down the decision. I'd feel a great deal more confident.
I'll be working against time from now till the opening of the trial. So far, I've only been able to talk to a small number of the people who might throw some light on the events leading up to the murder of young Wilson.
From what I know of the people who were at the theater that night when his body was discovered backstage, I'd say you wouldn't get much information from any of them.
You can be quite sure Claudia Vincent won't have anything helpful to say.
Oh, now, honey, it's no use blaming her for everything that happened.
I do blame her. If it hadn't been for Claudia Vincent, you wouldn't be here today. If she hadn't used you to advance herself in every possible way and then turned around and betrayed you, this murder wouldn't have happened. At least it wouldn't have happened backstage at the theater where you were playing. The play would be running. You'd still be the star of a smash hit on Broadway.
Just a minute, Mrs. Noble, if you please. You appear to believe this Claudia Vincent is the one really responsible for the murder.
I most certainly do.
Oh, honey, really?
Does that mean you think she committed the crime herself?
Well, I think it's likely.
I wonder if you'd mind giving me your reasons, Mrs. Noble.
My wife is definitely prejudiced in this matter.
I'll be glad to. Claudia Vincent is a woman who has lived by her wits for years. She's an out-and-out adventuress.
You don't know that to be true.
I know that she tried to blackmail Rupert Bottle. I know that she forced her way into his home on Long Island. And that when he refused her, she tried to shoot him.
Just a minute. This is all news to me. What's this about Mr. Barlow?
Rupert Barlow has made a life's work of taking advantage of beautiful women.
Why, that's not true, Larry. He's certainly been a good friend to us.
Friend? You mean he's been chasing after you and making you believe he's a considerate, generous person?
Rupert Barlow put up the money to produce your last play. And since you've been in this trouble, he's done everything he possibly could to help. Why, he even persuaded Clarence Brewster to take your case, and he offered to pay his fee. But you wouldn't accept his help. You turned him down.
I most certainly did. The last thing I want is to be under obligation to a man like Rupert Barlow.
Just a minute, if you don't mind. I'm in rather a peculiar spot in this case, Mr. Noble. When your friend Lester Jordan came to me and said that he and a group of your close friends from the theater were banding together to back your defense, I wasn't aware that Clarence Brewster had been retained in the first place.
I don't see how you missed the point. It was in all the papers.
I haven't followed the case. Matter of fact, I've been out of New York until just recently.
Well, I don't understand what difference it makes, Mr. Savage. Larry didn't want Mr. Brewster to defend him. He does want you.
Well, that's very complimentary, Mrs. Noble. But at the same time, I want you to realize that it's very difficult to follow a man of Mr. Brewster's fame and record, particularly in a courtroom.
If you'd rather give it up, all I have to say is, you may do so.
But that's not my intention. I'm anxious to defend you, Mr. Noble, even though I'm well aware that a general impression of doubt must have been built up when Clarence Brewster no longer accepted the case.
I requested another lawyer, Mr. Savage. Mr. Brewster did not walk out because he felt he couldn't make a showing in court. I insisted on having a lawyer who was retained by my own friends instead of by Rupert Barlow.
Yes, yes, I see. I only hope you'll be satisfied with your choice. We will, of course, take the stand that you are only one of many people present after the performance at the Hamilton Theater. One of many who might have killed Oliver Wilson.
It's quite true, Mr. Savage. I'm sure Claudia Vincent had greater reason to kill the man. She eloped with him right before her opening night in Larry's play because she thought he was very rich and then found out that he was a penniless fortune hunter like herself. Don't you imagine that realization drove her to insane rage?
Mary, why not let Mr. Savage draw his own conclusions?
Because it's all so logical, Larry. Claudia knew that you were angry with her for neglecting her final rehearsal. She knew that Harold Ramsey, the producer, was boiling. She saw that she'd thrown away the greatest chance she'd ever had for nothing. Didn't you say that was a good motive for murder, Mr. Savage?
It sounds highly plausible as you presented it, Mrs. Noble. However, there are other considerations. The first one we must examine with extreme care, Mr. Noble, is your relationship with Miss Vincent, your feeling about her.
Me?
I know this is very difficult, as well as embarrassing. But this is no time to keep anything from your counsel.
Well, what do you expect me to say? That I was madly in love with Claudia, as the papers have said over and over? That I threw away my whole career, my family, my reason for this insane passion? Do you expect me to tell you that it's all true?
I want to know just how much truth there is in the story. It is vitally important to your case.
Larry, you'd better do as Mr. Savage says. You know the only thing that matters now is your own safety.
Oh, that's fine. That's just great. You want me to recite a long list of infidelities and give details of my repeated efforts to capture this prize. I'm sure it would make good repeating to your devoted Rupert Barlow. That is, if my recital came up to your suspicions.
Oh, that's hateful of you, Larry. And it's untrue. I'm only concerned with one thing. Helping you win your acquittal. And as for Rupert Barlow, I've already told you that I wouldn't see him again. Since it means so much to you.
I think perhaps we should end this interview for the present. I have other calls to make. I still have to see Mr. Barlow and Miss Dixon. That's his housekeeper, I believe.
Yes. You'll find her out on Long Island at Mr. Barlow's estate in Oyster Bay.
Then I suggest we arrange to meet again when I filled in more of the background of the case.
Oh, guard, if you please, we're ready to leave now.
Mary Noble's face is white and unhappy as she follows the lawyer while Larry shows deep resentment. And at the same time, wealthy Rupert Barlow, the man Larry so correctly suspects of being infatuated with his wife, is now standing in front of the desk in his beautifully wood-paneled library. On the open cover of the desk are two glossy prints of photographs. Rupert smiles as he looks them over and thinks...
Yes, they're good. And much better than I expected. That picture of Mary talking to me in front of her hotel is clear enough, heaven knows. And the one of the two of us coming up the subway steps laughing ought to really knock Larry Noble off his pins. Try to convince him after that Mary and I are seeing each other all the time. Let her try to explain that away. This'll blow that cozy marriage of theirs sky high. Serves him right for telling Mary she'd either have to stop seeing me or else. Oh, well, this is the answer. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Well, how charming, Rupert.
Julia.
Such good likenesses.
Julia, what the devil do you mean sneaking in like that without saying a word?
Well, you're very jumpy these days, my dear. In all the years I've run this house for you, there's never been any suggestion that I keep to the servants' wing or that I announce my presence in advance.
You're deliberately snooping around trying to find out things that are none of your concern, Julia.
It's no good turning the pictures over, Rupert. I saw them quite clearly. Do you and Mary Noble spend your days hunting up candid cameramen to take your pictures?
You had no business seeing these pictures.
I'm beginning to wonder if I have any business in your life at all.
Oh, no, don't start all that again. I have far too much on my mind as it is.
Obviously. You haven't been home for more than a few hours at a time in weeks. Now that Larry Noble is safely locked up, you're able to devote all your time to his charming wife, aren't you?
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Julia.
Oh, don't I? I'm talking about us, Rupert, you and me. I'm talking about the promises that you've made, never kept for more than 10 years. I'm talking of the best years of my life that I've thrown away because of you, only to find out that you never meant any of the things you said.
I tell you, this is no time to fuss at me. You know perfectly well it wouldn't do for us to be married now.
Why?
Well, confound it. Because friends of mine are in serious trouble. Because I have to help them. Because I can't rest until I've done everything I can for poor Larry and Mary Noble during this rotten time.
Oh, what a fraud you are, Rupert. Don't you suppose I know you'd like nothing better than to have Larry Noble judged guilty of murder? Your shrewd little Mary would soon change her tactics, wouldn't she? And stop being a will-o'-the-wisp. Then she'd take you on any terms, wouldn't she, dear?
Rupert Barlow takes the pictures he was so proud of only a moment ago and leaves the room in a temper. Whatever use he makes of these photographs is bound to cause added friction between the nobles. But be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.